This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
And they rip us and leads to numbers. But the one that sticks out to me is when we have the uncontested lob and we throw it almost over the bat board and they make a three on the other end, and that's a five-point swing right there. And that cut it to four when it could have been nine real easy. But give them credit. They, you know, even if you're open, you got to make the shots. And most of their shots were not open. They made some hard shots, but we did a poor job, obviously, at guarding the arc.
That last game in Jackson that gave them a four-point lead, Lucas said kind of in practice you talked about having your head on a swivel. Was that just a case where it didn't happen?
Yeah, I'll go back and watch it, but we were ball watching, and they do a really good job of when they drive it downhill. If you're a ball watcher, when you turn your head, they relocate. But that's an automatic when a guy drives baseline or drives middle and drives down the floor middle and has a ball on the baseline. You always feel the corners. I mean, that was an automatic, and certainly we were ball watching and didn't get there.
What did you think of Frank's look at the end of regulations at the end of overtime?
Frank's was fine. You know, he got a decent look. Wasn't great execution, but he got a decent look. He got it on his own. And actually, if you got 7 seconds left and you got to get a three, you know, not very often you get with that good a look. You know, it was deep, but it was an uncontested look, and you know, obviously just shot it short.
How are you feeling heading into overtime?
I felt fine. You know, they played a lot of guys a lot of minutes too, but I think that we were pretty spent, but I thought we had five good minutes left, and we had two bad possessions to start it. We played from behind the entire overtime, but we were fine going into OT.
Does it always kind of feel the same whenever these long home winning streaks end? Does this feel any different than the last few times?
I can't remember how I felt last week. Well, be honest, last week I could remember how I felt. But a month ago I couldn't remember how I felt. So yeah, sucks. But it's not. It doesn't suck because it's an end of a winning streak. I could care less about that. I just care about our team and obviously performing better. We actually played pretty good the first half. But they played with house money today, and I'm sure Steve would say the same. They came in and played with a free mind, and we tried to tell our guys, you know, they're going to come in and let it fly. That's their chance to make a lot of threes, and we didn't defend it.
Landon said you cautioned them about that in the locker room at halftime. They were going to play a little looser in the second half. When did you sense that Iowa State was starting to get a little bit more comfortable?
Well, it's nothing that I think that's just common sense. They're down 14 and a half, and you got Monty, and you got Nas, and you got Matt, and you got Burton. I mean, that of course they're going to play with a free mind. They went in there and said, "Hey, let's just let it go." I mean, and they did. They got off to a good start the second half and got it to nine pretty quick, and got a little confidence, and then obviously we didn't respond the way that I hoped we would. We actually, you know, we shot our free throws well early, and then we shot them, you know, very poorly lately, and that ended up hurting us as well.
You got a lot more inside in aims against these guys, throwing it over the top of the lane. Did that hurt you today?
We didn't get much inside today. That was I don't know about if you talk about points in the paint, you know, we got 36, which is a lot of points in the paint. But a lot of it was just by guards driving it. We didn't get much low post presence today. Not because anyone's fault. I think they did a different job of defending us than they did the first time.
What did you see out of Burton today?
I would say he's the best player in the game, but Monty had a good game too. And Nas had a good game, too. So I thought they had three MVPs today. But he was great. You know, he was great. You know, I could be wrong on this, but I think he's made 18 coming in, and he made seven today. So three. So, you know, obviously it was a big day for him.
Where's Frank fit on that scale? Career high points for his first nine shots, the MVPs that he mentioned?
Well, I could care less about an MVP on a. I mean, nobody gets an MVP if you lose. But Frank obviously played well. I think that he was, without question, the one guy from our team that had the best day. I thought Legero played pretty good off the bench, but everybody else was just okay at best. I mean, we had the lead at halftime, and I felt pretty good, and I think the team did. But we came out the second half. We get fouled first possession, missed two free throws, got a layup the next possession, if I'm not mistaken, and we fumbled the ball. And next thing you know, we gave them confidence.
Good reminder.
How do you get your guys to play with a free mind? Right now, there's other things going on, but you get to play again in 2 days.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Kevin. I'll be honest. I think that we've done about as good as we could do. But it's not easy. I mean the kids are tired. I thought that we looked a little fatigued the second half. And that's more mental than physical. But we talk a lot about eliminating them and let the basketball court be your place where you don't think about anything other than what you'd love to do and stuff like that. But I think that's also easier said than done when everybody else is talking.
Is it good to come back in 2 days?
No. When you're playing six guys, I think short turnarounds are hard, to be honest with you. So I can't say that it's good, but I'm not going to say it's bad either. We'll see how we react going over to Manhattan, which I'm sure will be a good atmosphere. But today we didn't handle it. We had control of the game and gave them confidence, and then down the stretch that they really really performed well.
So how hard do you handle that quick turnaround? How hard do you work them?
I can't work them all. You can't. You got four guys that play over 40 minutes. There's no way we can practice tomorrow. We may shoot. We may walk over something, but there's no way you can keep them on their feet tomorrow. So if it was a win where everybody played 20 minutes, it'd be a 45-minute practice. Tomorrow will just be a preparation day. It won't be an effort day. Much as I'd like to get us to try to guard the ball and keep it in front of us, tomorrow won't be one of those days.
Did Iowa State do anything kind of unexpected that you hadn't seen up in Ames a few weeks ago?
No. They trapped Frank in the first half off ball screens, but we thought that would happen. They played to isolations. I mean, what they did, they just forced different switches and then just played take them.